Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Life can present so many dark moments, but when you're sitting in the dark, you have a tendency to believe that you've been abandoned or you're alone or that fear should run over you. But you're in the same place you are when the light is. The same God that brought you in the light is the same God who sustained you in the dark. The same gifts and talents you had when the lights were on are the same talents and gifts that you have when the lights go off.
It's easy to use your childhood as a crutch instead of seeing it as a chisel. There are so many crutches people want to use to justify themselves, but for me, you have to eliminate every single one of them. Get rid of them all. Then tell yourself it's up to you. What are you going to do now that you let go of all those crutches? Blaming others is an easy way out.
Life is a game, and the rules of the game demand that we constantly lean into growth, purpose, duty over desire, purpose over pleasure, become congruent with the man that we want to be, to live a life of fulfillment and significance without anxiety and depression, shame or guilt, a life of sovereignty and freedom, to have peace of mind, and to have sound sleep when I go to bed at night because I carry no weight of guilt and shame. That is the man, the idealized version of myself that I am building. We all have a duty to become and create the most idealized version of ourselves, the man that we needed in our lives.
You don't even need faith when you're in the light because you can see everything. But when life goes dark, when things go bad, that's when you need faith to remember where things were, to remember that if I can only look up, I can see stars. If I can see stars, then I can see that there are glimmers of light even in the darkest moments of my life.
Like often in life, when things don't go the way we want it to go or we encounter something, immediately we want to understand it. Right? Immediately. We want to understand it. We want to figure it out. We want to know, hey man, what is this? Right? And sometimes something can be so tough, like can be so hard, right, that you're not going to understand it. I'm talking about it can be so real that you're not going to understand. It can be so real, like you can't go to the Bible and get a verse for it. Like it can be so real that you're not going to understand it. You just got to survive it, dog. Right? And by surviving it, the lessons come. The blessings come. The perspective comes. Most importantly and hopefully, the peace comes. When you are feeling guilt, shame, anxiety, depression, it's usually because you are living incongruently with the man that you want to be. And therefore, your conscience is reminding you that you want to be 2.0. You tell yourself that you're going to live a better life. You're going to be vice-free, that you're going to focus on your nutrition and your diet, and you're going to focus on your family and your mindset, but you don't, and you give into the pleasures and the desires of life, and you ignore your duty and your purpose, and as a byproduct, you begin to suffer in silence. And you know that most men live lives of quiet desperation.
You will have good days and you'll have bad days. But you will always learn something more or something new, and you will learn more overall on bad days than good days. You will learn more about yourself, you'll learn more about relationships, you'll learn about life and principles, and it'll build your character. But unless you know three things. Number one, who are you and what your value is? Number two, what is your purpose here in life? And number three, what is your destiny when you're done here? If you don't know the answers of any of those three questions, you're more disabled than I.
But there is a light that I've just got to adjust my eyes to. You see, that light represents hope. That light represents there's still a glimmer of opportunity still there for you. Do you realize that even in the darkest of caves, trees still grow? things do grow because there's enough light that gets in that it can sustain, and it will grow towards the light. It will find its way towards it just as you must. No matter how many moments go by that it seems like you've been abandoned, you have not.
When it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
If you break, the fight is just beginning. And as you crawl up and out of that dismal and wretched place, covered in blood and sweat and dirt and filth, as you rise above what you were, and as you take the form of who you are supposed to be, you will see that in the very act of standing up, in the very act of fighting on, you will become and you will remain unbroken.
Take responsibility for it, that you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you realize that's a part of the program. And here's something you've got to resolve. Say this to yourself every day. See, as long as you're breathing, you got a shot at your dream. It's not over until I win.
Sometimes things are going to be so tough. Stop fighting it. Stop trying to understand it. Just survive. Take all that energy and just survive. Like, bro, day by day, moment by moment, situation by situation, just survive. Right? And then you're going to get to a place, you're going to be on top of the mountain one day, and you're going to say, man, I see exactly why I had to face and go through that.
Character. Character is more than just talk. Character is the makeup of who you really are. Character is not a term for an actor in a movie, nor it is a personality. Character is the core of what you are when no one's watching. Character is the honesty and the integrity that is ingrained in you. Character is the thing that will make you wake up in the middle of the night and write down this thought, this dream, this vision that God gave you. Character is the willingness to stay faithful and accountable when all else fails. Character is the thing that will keep you honest when it's easier to tell a lie. Character is the reason why you will keep going when others quit.
What you most want to be found will be found where you least want to look, essentially. And it's so interesting because it means that if you're willing to turn around and to stand up straight and face the darkness, like fully, what you discover at the darkest part is the brightest light. And then that's something that's so much worth discovering, because there's going to be terrible darkness in your life, and it's going to make you cynical and bitter, and it could easily be that you're just not looking at it enough. Because if you looked at it enough and you didn't shy away and brought everything you had to bear on it, you'd find that there was more to you than there was to the horror.
Success goes to those who refuse to quit. Success is a game of attrition. It's hard. You're going to fail. You're going to embarrass yourself. You're going to do dumb things. And when that happens, most people just stop.
I want to tell you right now, man, when you're put together by God, like, there's no way you could ever be broken. As long as you have a heartbeat in your heart, there's no way you can ever be broken. As long as you got life, there's no way that you can ever be broken. I want you to understand that. Like, when God has put together, God has perfectly stitched you together. There's nothing that can make you broken, right? You might go through breakups. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's with a job. Maybe it's with a dream. Maybe it's with your past, right? You're going to go through those seasons of breakups. You're going to go through your seasons of breakdowns. Let's be real. None of us are exempt from breaking down. We are going to go through our life trials that break us down. But understand, just because you're broken down doesn't mean that you're truly broken.
And I'm saying to you, if you've had life snatched the rug out from under you, if you've lost your job, your business, your relationship, it's not over until you win. My prayer is, Lord, give me this if it's for my highest good. If not, give me its equivalent or something better. Did you hear what I just said? Lord, give this to me when I'm going through a situation, when I've had a major setback, when my life has been interrupted. I said, Lord, give this to me if it's for my highest good. If not, give me its equivalent.
I'm fighting. I'm always fighting. I'm struggling and I'm scrapping and I'm kicking and clawing at those weaknesses to change them, to stop them. Some days I win. Some days I don't. But each and every day I get back up and I move forward with my fists clenched toward the battle, toward the struggle. And I fight with everything I've got to overcome those weaknesses and those shortfalls and those flaws. As I strive to be just a little bit better today than I was yesterday.
You see, talent is a gift, but character is a choice. Talent you can have, and it can fail you, but character will not. It's a choice. Honesty is a choice. Integrity is a choice. Devotion is a choice. But character will keep you there long after the talent fails. Because if you rely solely on your talents, what happens when you face someone who has a will that will match yours? You get knocked down, will you get up? See, that's a choice.
When something happens to us, rather than surrender, rather than give in to the naysayers, rather than say, I can't do it, what if all of us decided, keep moving, keep moving? See, nothing works unless you work.
Life is the same. The enemy is not always clear in life. It can be hard to tell who's going to try and bring you down. Or what is going to bring you down. There's distractions. There are things out there that will do you harm that are so camouflaged you can't see them at all. There are deceitful people. There are accidents. Bad luck, and there's Murphy's Law, and there's times when it seems that the whole world is against you. The whole world is the enemy, and the same rules apply. Control what you can control. You train hard, learn, maintain the unmitigated daily discipline in all things.
No matter what comes against me, I'm going to keep going. No matter what tries to stop me, I'm going to keep being unstoppable. You have to make that decision and stay dedicated to that. Because when you have that, when you made up your mind that says, all right, coach, you don't have to play me. I'm still going hard. I'm going to still control what I can control. All right, boss, you ain't got to promote me. I'm still going to go hard. All right, teacher, you can treat me this way. I'm still showing up. Okay, friend and ex, you can talk about me all you want. I'm still gonna do what I do. When you got that mindset and your mind is made, can't nothing stop you. Nothing. What have you been given permission to?
Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. What is that truth we must know? That you're greater than anything that life throws at you.
When you're in a fight for your life, everyone else is on the sidelines watching. And it's easy for them to be critics because they can stand and watch you in the arena. But you need not to worry about those who are in the stands, because those who are in the stands don't understand what you're going through, because they're not willing to put themselves in your shoes. The reason why they can't step in your shoes, because it wouldn't fit them. The steps that you are taking are ordained, they are ordered, they are purposed, they are given to you by God.
You could be a lot more than you are. You could be so much more than you are that the boundaries of that are unimaginable. That's a way better message to someone who's in despair as what? You're okay the way you are. Miserable, nihilistic, hopeless, amotivated, resentful. It's no time for a maternal embrace. It is in a sense, you know, because there's comfort in that. Mostly what that's time for is the clarion call to maturity. It's like, no, no, no. No, most of you has to go, man, but the best of you, it can come forward, and that best is there.
It isn't me. It's you. But it isn't me that changes you, it's you. You set the small goals, you achieve those goals, then set some more and achieve those, and set some more goals, maybe a little bit bigger, but not that much bigger. Just start. Start small. Start with changing tomorrow morning, just tomorrow morning. Get that squared away. And then move on to the next day and the next, and move your life to a better place. One little step. One little victory at a time.
At some time or another, have agonized over making a decision. Some decisions are major decisions. And also there are a lot of small decisions that we don't make, that they tax our minds, they drain our energy, they create a lot of anxiety and nervousness and mental torment because we don't take care of it. We decide not to decide, which is a decision. Deciding to decide, to act, is a major, major challenge for all of us. At different points in different areas of our lives. And there are things that happen to us along the way, experiences that we have that prevent us from working through the mental block of acting.
If you don't have a lofty ambition, then you suffer miserably. And the reason for that is life is really complex, short, finite, full of suffering, and beyond you. You know, people often say, life is meaningless. It's like, no, it's not. That's wrong. Because if it was meaningless, that'd be easy. You could just sit there and do nothing, and it wouldn't matter. When people say that life has no meaning, that isn't what they mean. What they mean is, I'm suffering stupidly and intensely, and I don't know what to do about it. Well, the suffering is meaningful. It's just not the kind of meaning you want. So how do you get out of that? You note the baseline of suffering. And then you say to yourself, okay, I need to do something that justifies that.
An eagle flies at a certain altitude, and the only other bird flies at that altitude is another eagle. So if he find himself flocking with pigeons, he may be flying too low. Eagles ain't got time to gossip. Kings don't gossip. Fools party, kings celebrate.
They don't know the things of your background that you've had to overcome, demons you've had to slay and deal with. There are some things that you haven't been able to get over, but if they had gone through it, neither could they. But what you have been able to do is grow discipline. But now it's time for you to help yourself.
The road of greatness has potholes, has detours, has wrecks. The road of greatness isn't pretty, but it's purposeful. And so your road isn't going to be smooth. Your road isn't going to be easy. Your road will be the road that's less traveled. But just know as you travel in this road and doubt creeps up. Just know as you're traveling this road and you start to question yourself. Just know as you're traveling this road and hard times creep up. Just know you were called to travel this road. And at the end of the road, everything that you can't even imagine is waiting for you. At the end of the road, they have a you. There's a you waiting for you that you can't even picture right now. You can't even fathom that you. The journey built this. And the journey wasn't pretty, but the journey was purposeful. The journey wasn't perfect, but the journey was purposeful.
And as you meet struggles, and as you struggle to stay on the path, first of all, remember, you don't have to fight alone. Reach out to your comrades in arms. We win wars because we stick together, and when we stick together, we can overcome any enemy. And the struggles that you face, when they do try to flank you, do what a soldier does. Turn into the ambush, turn toward the enemy fire, and attack.
Reasons have power. Your reasons will drive you. When you have doubt, when your faith becomes weak, your reasons will fortify your faith. When you have an inner conversation, say, no, don't do that. Your reasons will become your rod and your staff to comfort you, to take you through those challenging moments. It can be painful. It will be uncomfortable. And that's where the growth is. When you're uncomfortable, when you're stretching out, when you're taking life by the collar.
But how many mistakes I've made, how many times I've failed, how many times I've hit the ground, I got up. Do not be ashamed of the times you've lost. Use that as lessons learned and show the world what you're really made of. Is a reminder that all of us have a limited time on Earth. Long after we are gone, our families will remember us by the day we were born. What year you would have been in this particular year. Things that you used to do, or messages you used to pass on, memories, the experiences that they had with you. And that memory will last for a generation. But then there will be a generation that didn't know anything about you unless you do something monumental with the time you still have.
Well, I think the deck is stacked against everyone to some degree because life is very difficult and we all die. So, but people, some people do have it harder than others. And all of us have it very hard at some times in our lives. It's like, well, what's the alternative? You take responsibility for that and try to struggle uphill because the alternative makes everything worse. Bitter? Should they be bitter? Should they be resentful? Should they become violent? These things don't help. They have to struggle uphill despite their excess burden. And it's responsibility, not guilt. You know, it's not necessarily their fault. That's not the point.
You stop dreaming. You stop believing. You stop seeking. When you gonna realize that you hurt? That's what I wanna know.
At some point, you let the world put shackles around your imagination. You let the world put shackles around your life to keep you in a place that you are no longer supposed to be at. You allow the world to imprison you in your past. And you think that's all that you are. You let people judge you like they perfect.
I hope that you understand that every single person that you look at, every single person that you admire, every single person that you aspire to be like is literally just a regular human being like you that has worked their motherfucking ass off.
Your days are not just marked by the day you were born. That dash matters. In that dash, your life is so fleeting, so fast, so small, so short, that you cannot simply lay aside your expectations, your goals, your dreams, your aspirations. You need to pick them up. You need to chase after everything with everything you have and discover what's been locked within you that needs to be released so that the rest of the world can find relief.
All of us have seen our destiny at some point in time, and we decided not to listen. We decided to ignore it, said, no, that's not for me. Life came in and slapped us aside the head, and we stopped dreaming anymore. Bigger Thomas said, the impulse to dream has been slowly beaten out of me through the experience of life. And that's what causes many of us to give up on our volcano. The experiences and the challenges, the defeats, the disappointments, and the failures of life. And we decide to prematurely throw in the towel on ourselves or to sell out on our true potential, sell out on living our dreams, feeling that we're not good enough, not wanting to make any mistakes, particularly if you're raised with a great deal of criticism. So you've got to be willing to prepare yourself and do the best you can, take your best shot, and let the chips fall where they may.
Let their demands and their trials make you stronger. Let the adversity you face today turn you into a better person tomorrow. So in the future, you look back at these struggles and you say to them, thank you. You made me better.
So if you lose and you jump right back up and you haven't really changed, I mean really, really changed from that loss, you're never going to learn from it, and you're never going to really, truly know the unforgiving race to greatness, because that's part of the unforgiving part, is the losing part. That part is unforgiving.
There are too many talents given to you, assigned to just you. And if you could unleash them, if you could only unlock them, if you could do something with them, in that small dash of a lifespan that we have, you can change Earth. You can touch lives in ways that no one ever imagined. Because there is something about your skill set that when it connects to others, we do something amazing. There is an obligation that you have to make sure that before you get to that grave, you leave a presence on this earth.
Like, what's the point of having dreams, y'all? What's the point of having dreams? If they're gonna just stay that, if they're gonna stay dreams forever, it gotta get to a point where you actually live in those dreams. You're gonna get to the point where those dreams turn reality for you. Those dreams become your reality. It's time for you to live it. It's time for you to breathe it. It's time for you to be it. It's time now to get more dedicated, to get less distracted, to go deeper.
If you want to be great, want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody, because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of fucking people. It is. But if you want to fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you fucking do, you've arrived. When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
You can think about it, you can wish for it, you can hope for it, you can think all about it all as long as you want. But unless you get out every single motherfucking day and put in the work inch by inch by motherfucking inch, you will never get there.
Right, it's time to get more dedicated. It's time to go deeper. It's time to be less distracted. I promise you, if you do these three things, growth is going to happen. If you do these three things, you're going to go into the depth of your dreams and get those diamonds out. It's all on you. Let's get it.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.